वासुदेवाया
ॐ नमो भगवते 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 वासुदेवाय.
Okay, so we were telling about the life of Lord Rishabhdev, the great incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
我们上节课讲了至尊人格神首 Rishabhdev 的逍遥时光。
And we told how he had 100 sons who were all very great personalities.
他有一百个儿子，全都是伟大的人物。
The oldest son was called Bharat.
老大叫 Bharat.
And there were nine sons who were kings and who took over ruling the kingdom.
其中有九位儿子是国王，统治着王国。
Another son were Mahabhagavat devotees who just traveled and preached the message of Srimad Bhagavat.
还有九位是 Mahabhagavat 奉献者，他们旅行传教圣典博迦瓦坛。
So that left 81 other sons, and they were all.Very high class Brahmanas.
还有八十一位有高度资格的 Brahmana.
Srimad Bhagavatam describes how Lord Rishabhdev was one time touring the world, and he took with him his sons also with him, and he came to a place called Brahmavarta.
有一次 Rishabhdev.就带着他的一百个儿子就去了 Bharat Varsha
Brahma Varta、
oh, Brahma Varta sorry Brahma Varta
yeah and then there was a conference of many Brahmanas taking place
在那里就有很多的 Brahmana 的聚会
So the king's sons were very eager to hear the instructions of the Brahmanas.
国王的儿子们就很渴望聆听这些 Brahmana 的教导。
And Lord Rishabhdev also took the opportunity to give instructions for his sons.
主 Rishabhdev 也借此机会给他的儿子们教导。
So,We're going to go through some of the instructions which Rishabhdev gave to his sons.
我们接下来就来讲述 Rishabhdev 给他的儿子的一些教导。
The very first verse was often used by Srila Prabhupada when he would give classes. He liked to lecture on this first verse.
第一个诗节，圣帕帕德。在他的讲课当中特别喜欢引用这个诗节
Lord Rishabhdev is telling his sons that very fortunate to have a human body a human body is not meant to be used for living like animals
Rishabhdev 告诉他的儿子人体生命不应该像
You're not meant to just work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, just to fill your belly.
不应该日日夜夜辛勤的工作，为了感官享乐而去辛勤劳作，只是为了填饱他们的肚腹。
And the dogs and pigs that eat stool, they live like that.
像猪狗这样的动物们， 他们就他们的食物就是大便。
The human life is meant for doing some austerity to purify our existence.
而人体生命是应该从事苦行来净化生存。
And when we purify ourselves, then we will be able to experience real happiness.
一旦我们净化了自己，才能够体验到真正的快乐。
Happiness is eternal. It's not just some flickering pleasure.
这种快乐是永恒的，而不是转瞬即逝的瞬息即逝的快乐。
So in this way, Lord Rishabhdev told his sons the importance of the human life.
就这样，主 Rishabhdev 就告诉他的儿子们人体生命的重要性。
Everybody is trying to be happy, but we're trying to be happy just simply by eating, sleeping, mating, and defending.
人人都在努力寻求快乐。但是他们是通过吃睡交配防卫来获得快乐。
So the dogs and the pigs, they get happiness from these things.
像猪狗这样的动物，他们也能从这四项活动中获得一些快乐。
Human life is meant for a higher purpose.
而人体生命则是为了达到更高的目的。
But in order to get a higher pleasure, we have to do some austerity.
为了获得这种更高的快乐，我们必须要从事苦行。
Austerity shouldn't just be to work hard to get money to eat.
我们的苦行不应该是努力工作赚钱，只是为了吃睡。
We should do austerity to purify ourselves.
我们从事苦行，而是应该为了净化我们自己。
Just like in Krishna consciousness, which is controlling the mind and senses.
正如在 Krishna 之觉当中，我们努力地控制心意与感官。
That is austerity.
这就是苦行。
Don't eat all kinds of nonsense food. Don't drink all kinds of disgusting things.
不吃不胡吃海塞，也不喝那些令人厌恶的饮料。
So controlling the tongue and regulating the senses.
要控制舌头，约束感官。
Don't eat too much.Don't eat too little. Don't sleep too much. Don't sleep too little.
既不要吃的太多，也不要吃的太少；既不要睡的太多，也不要睡眠时间过少。
We should have some time to try to understand the purpose of life beyond mind and senses.
我们应该有时间来去理解人体生命的意义，这是超越了感官与心意之上的。
This was the first instruction given by Rishabhdev.
这就是 Rishabhdev 给予的第一条 姓氏。
Second instruction was describing about different kinds of association.
第二条姓氏是有关于各式各样的联谊。
You can associate with devotees who are like Mahatmas, or you can associate with materialists who are like demons.
你或者是可以跟那些像 Mahatma 这样的奉献者们联谊，或者是与那些物质主义恶魔们来联谊。
If we associate with devotees,Then it opens the doors to liberation, to get out of material bondage.
如果与奉献者们联谊，就打开了解脱的大门，能够离开物质束缚。
So these people who to associate with sometimes.You have to even hear from impersonalists, but mainly devotees.
Sorry, Maharaj.
Some impersonalists are also trying to advance spiritually.
有时候非人格主义者们也努力地寻求进步。
But we should want to associate with devotees and to serve the devotees.
然而，我们应该希望与奉献者们联谊，服务奉献者。
Materialists are very fond of the opposite sex. They like to associate for sex. But they're very good candidates to go to hell.
物质主义者非常喜欢与异性联谊，他们非常喜欢性生活，因此他们是下地狱的合适人选。
But those who are devotees, they are very eager to do devotional service. They control their mind and senses.
但是奉献者们他们努力地从事奉献服务，他们控制了感官与心意。
They don't get angry unnecessarily.
他们不会毫无必要地发火。
They have good character, good qualities.
他们有优秀的品格。
So human life is like the junction, it's like the crossroad. We can choose which way we want to go. Do we want to go to hell or do we want to go to liberation?
人体生命就像一条十字路口，我们可以选择是下地狱还是解脱。
If we have to associate with people who are just attached to this gratification, then it will be very bad for us. We will also get the same problems as them.
如果我们和那些依附感官享乐的人联谊，这对我们是更好，我们也会。
The materialists, they can never get real happiness. They only get suffering, misery.
不会。
Yeah, you there? Okay. The devotee, they get bliss, eternal blissful life. They go to the spiritual world. They enjoy life eternally.
受者们这有上将军师
We have to distinguish between the devotee and the materialistic people. But they're not devotees, they are also materialistic people. If they're not devotee,They must be also materialists.
是那是属于
Okay, so people, somebody's when the word is concerned to advance in Krishna consciousness, they have to be very careful about what kind of people they associate with.
希望在 Krishna 之界当中取得进步的人必须要小心他们联谊的对象
Whatever may be in family life you must be careful not to get too much attached to that situation of being in the home with the people
处在家庭生活当中的人虽然在家庭生活当中，但是也必须要小心，不要过于依附家庭生活。
It's very easy to become attached to the home and to be concerned only about the wealth and how much money.
在家庭生活的人非常容易依附于家庭生活，并且关注于财富。
So devotee is careful not to be too greedy to collect too much and to improve the standard of living in the material world.
奉献者们要小心，不要贪婪，增加在物质世界的生活水准。
This is about not remembering the buying.People of the
Sorry, Mark, I didn't catch the word.
Ah, Haribo.
Haribo.
What?真又回来呀、
啊、Okay, so Lord Rishabhdev is telling his sons that it's alright to be in family life, but don't just only become attached to the home and the family situation.
Lord Rishabhdev, he tells his sons, 过家庭生活也是可以的，但是不要依附于依恋家庭，不要依恋家庭的处境。
Be satisfied with whatever money comes, whatever wealth comes easily, without too much endeavor.
无论一个人他是如何获得了多少钱财，轻而易举地获得了这些钱财。他都应该感到心满意足，而不应该去努力的奋斗来去获得钱财。
He should be more concerned about doing devotional service. He should worship the deity at home, and he should make festivals, observe festivals, and bring friends, and give them prasadam.
应该关注奉献服务，应该服务神像。举办节日，邀请朋友们前来荣耀 Prasad.
We just had a festival yesterday for the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath.
昨天我们刚刚庆祝了为主扎格纳特沐浴而举办的盛大的节日。
Yeah, people who worship Jagannath, they were all celebrating this festival, the Beta Jagannath deities, and they distribute the prasadam to everyone.
崇拜主扎格纳特的奉献者都纷纷地庆祝了这个为主扎格纳特沐浴的节日。他们派发并且派发了神像。派发了 prasad.
Yeah. And a few days before that, or the day before the bathing of Jagannath, there was another festival where Raghunath was distributing shiradahi to all the devotees.
而在前天有另外一个大节日 Raghunath为所有的全体奉献者派发了扁米和酸奶。
Yeah, so we celebrated both these festivals here in Mayapur with all the devotees.
在 Mayapur 这里，我所有的奉献者都庆祝了这两个节日。
Okay, so then Rishabhdev tells his sons.Don't just be busy material to enjoy material life.
Rishabhdev 还告诉儿子们，不要贪恋物质生活。
Yeah, some people think that life is meant for sense gratification.
有些人认为生活仅仅就是应该用于感官享乐。
And do all kinds of sinful activities to try to enjoy themselves.
而为了享受，他们会从事各种各样的罪恶活动。
Well, it tells his sons, you should remember.The body is temporary, and it's always the cause of misery.
但是 Rishabhdev 告诉儿子们，你们要时刻牢记，躯体是短暂的，而且是各种痛苦的根源。
We have taken a material body. Actually, we shouldn't have taken a material body. This was our mistake.
我们现在有物质的躯体，但是我们本来不应该拥有物质躯体，这是我们犯下的错误导致的。
So if one is a little intelligent and thoughtful, he will arrange his life so that he does not take another material body after this one.
所以睿智的人并且深思熟虑的人应该这样安排自己的生活，以便不会再接受另外一具物质躯体了。
So we have to understand clearly the goal of life.
因此我们要清晰生命的目标何在。
So that's why associating with devotees is very important.
正因为这个原因，跟奉献者联谊至关重要。
The human life is meant for inquiry to understand about the spiritual values of life.
人体生命是应该询问人生命的灵性价值是什么。
If we don't inquire,then we will just suffer. We will only get the miseries because we'll be in ignorance. We won't know how to act. And we will act in sinful ways and suffer.
如果我们不探寻的话， 那么只会得到痛苦和烦恼，我们会陷入愚昧当中，我们就不知道该怎样去活动，否则的话我们就会从事罪恶活动，并且因此而受苦。
A person may do pious activities or he may do sinful activities. Both ways he's going to get some karma, he's going to get some reactions.
无论一个人是从事虔诚活动还是从事罪恶活动，都会因此而导致 karma， 他必须要接受相应的反应。
And because he's getting karma, he's going to get another material body.
因为他获得了 karma， 所以就必须要接受另外一具物质的躯体。
Some people think if they do good pious activities, then it will protect them from suffering in the future.
有些人认为，如果他们从事善良的活动、虔诚的活动，这些活动呢，就保护他们将来不会受苦。
But it's not like that, because both ways they're going to get, even they do pious activity.They're still going to get the material body. Material body means suffering.
但是事实并非如此。即便他们从事了虔诚活动，仍然要从事，仍然要获得物质的躯体，而只要有物质的躯体，就必然要受苦。
Just doing nice activities does not solve the problem of the material life.
从事虔诚活动丝毫不能解决物质生活的问题。
We have to understand the soul. We have to understand the nature of the soul and how it's in bondage in the material world. How it's entangled in the material world.
我们要了解灵魂，要认识到灵魂的本性，要认识到物质世界给灵魂带来的束缚，如何让灵魂束缚在这个物质世界。
If a person is still thinking about doing karma, getting good karma, or even jnana, cultivating knowledge, then he's going to stay in the material world.
如果人认为他们可以从事好的 karma， 或者是从事 jnana， 培养知识，他们依然要深陷于物质世界，不能自拔。
The real position is to become a devotee and to get free of karma and jnana.
真正的地位应该是成为奉献者。摆脱所有的 karma 和 jnana。
So because we're in ignorance, we don't understand the real nature of the soul.
因为处于愚昧当中，所以我们不明白灵魂的真正本性。
We have to develop love for the Supreme Lord who is in our heart.
我们必须要发展对基于我们内心的至尊主的爱。
So Lord Rishabhdev is telling his sons that I am actually none different from that Lord Vasudev who is in your heart.
主 Rishabhdev 告诉儿子们，我跟基于你们内心的 Vasudev 没有区分。
You develop love for that personality, Vasudev, the super soul, the Lord in the heart. Then you can get free of material life. Then you don't have to take another material body.
如果发展起对 Vasudev, 对超灵，你们内心的主的爱，就能够摆脱物质的生命，摆脱获得另外一个物质躯体。
So devotee is not just interested to go to the higher planets to enjoy the heaven, and he doesn't want to get impersonal liberation to enter into the Brahma-jyoti. He wants to develop bhakti, love for Krishna.
奉献者对于去高等星宿、去天堂或者融入非进达到非人格的解脱、进入梵光不感兴趣。奉献者只对于 bhakti 发展对 Krishna 的爱感兴趣。
To develop this love for Krishna, we need to be guided by the spiritual teachers. We need the connection with the spiritual teachers.
为了发展对 Krishna 的爱，我们需要得到一位灵性导师、灵性老师的指导，必须和一位灵性老师取得联系。
So Lord Rishabhdev is really condemning people who are so attached to sense gratification. He said they are wasting all their time just trying to satisfy the senses.
就这样，主 Rishabhdev 在谴责那些浪费时间从事感官享乐的人们。
Just to get happiness in his home and in his family life, but it's all temporary. It's going to be miserable.
仅仅是对于感官享乐，对于家庭。从中而取乐的人们，他们因为这种生活是短暂的，因此他们得到的只是痛苦。
It's just no different from a foolish animal.
跟愚蠢的动物没有区别。
Because the animals, they're also attached to their sense gratification. They want their grass.They want their calves, they want their comfortable place to eat and sleep.
动物们也依附感官享乐，他们需要的是些青草，需要的是些舒适的生活的环境，可以在那里享受吃睡。
The Maya is so powerful.That even educated people, although they're so well educated, they have so much knowledge, they forget that they're Krishna's servant.
Maya 的力量是非常强大的，即便是受过教育的人们，他们也会忘记他们是 Krishna 的仆人。
Don't be like this. Don't waste the human life.
主 Rishabhdev 告诫儿子们不要这样，不要浪费人体生命。
And he warns them about the attraction between the opposite sex. He said that is the basic principle of material life.
Rishabhdev 也警告儿子们不要为异性所吸引。他说为异性所吸引是物质生活的基本原则。
We become attached to one member, the man becomes attached to the woman becomes attached to the man, they unite together and they have children, they make a home for themselves, and in this way they become attached to their property.
男性呢依恋女性，女性依恋男性，他们结合生孩子，组成家庭，结果就依附起自己的财产。
The woman is thinking this man is my husband, and the man is thinking this woman is my wife.
一位女性认为这个男人是我的丈夫。而一个男人认为这个女人是我的妻子。
So this is just like putting a knot in the heart. It's just a big attachment to the material world.
这就好像在心中打了一个结，是对物质世界的巨大的依恋。
So even though they may take vanaprastha as they get older, they may take vanaprastha or they may get divorced, but somehow the man always thinks of the woman and the woman also thinks of the man.
即便他们进入了 vanaprastha 的生活，或者是即便他们已经离了婚，但是男人总是想着那女人，那女人呢又总是想着男人。
In this way, we remain bewildered about the purpose of life. We see also people in their old age, they're looking for another companion. The woman in the old age, she's looking for another man.Or the old man is looking for another woman. This way they're trying to, they become completely entangled in the material life.
这样呢，因为男女的这种互相的内心的眷恋，他们就对于生命的生活的问题就感到困惑了。我们看到有一些老人呢，他们即便岁数已经很大了，他们仍然在想找一个老伴儿，一个女的老太太想着找一个老头做伴儿，一个老头呢想着找着一个老太太做伴儿，这样呢，他们的物质生活呢就会越陷越深。
Even sannyasis, they become attached. They think this is my temple.
甚至连 sannyasi 他们也会有依附之心，心里想着这所庙是我的。
They have some possessions. They have their tilak mirror and their different books and things. These are mine. We become attached. Although they are sannyasis, still we're attached to these things.
Mm-hmm. 他们有一些财产。然后他们就非常的依附，就说这是我的财产。他们也会依附他们的提拉克的镜子，他们的书籍，想着这是我的，从而有这种依附之心。
But that attachment is not as strong as the family attachment. That's the strongest attachment.
但是这种依附并不如像家庭对家庭的依附那么强烈，家庭的依附是最强烈的依附。
Of course, a wife can, if people are very advanced, the husband and wife can help each other to advance in spiritual life.
当然了，假设妻子是非常进步的话，夫妻就可以互相帮助取得进步。
But most people are attached. They have this material affection and they're on the bodily platform and they have this relationship and they forget their relationship with Krishna.
当人们非常依附物质的这种躯体关系的时候，就会忘记与 Krishna 的关系。
So they're not in the heart, people in material life.
因此，处在物质生活当中的人们，他们内心就有着这个缠结。
One may be fortunate, he may be able somehow to go away from his attachment to the home and the family. He may be able to somehow get free from that.
如果一个人足够幸运的话，他就会能摆脱这种对家庭的依附。
Then he can go to the spiritual liberty.
他就能够获得解脱。
Prabhupada said, you associate with sadhus, associate with people whom you idly renounce, and you do devotional service, you learn how to do devotional service from them.
要和萨杜们联谊，要和弃绝的奉献者们联谊，和向他们学习如何从事奉献服务。
In this way, we get free from entangled material life.
以这种方式摆脱物质生活的束缚。
We want to get free. We have to make that choice. Do you want to get free or do you just want to remain entangled in material life?
你们是想希望摆脱这种物质束缚呢，还是想留在物质束缚当中呢？
Vishamita's sons, you have to accept, and then you have to accept a spiritual master, somebody who is really advanced, and he can help you, he can train you to how to approach, how to put your love and faith for the Supreme Lord.
主使 Shabdev 就告诫儿子们，应当接受灵性导师，接受一位灵性导师，从而求取灵性的进步，求取灵性导师的帮助，从而获得灵性导师的训练，该如何发展起对至尊主的爱，对至尊主的信心。
Make use of your life.To inquire about the truth and to understand philosophically the truth.
要好好的利用自己的生命来探寻真理，在哲学上探寻真理。
And accept some austerities and penances for devotional service.
为了奉献服务的原则。来接受苦行，从事苦行。
And hear and chant and glorify the Supreme Lord.
聆听唱诵荣耀至尊主。
Live away from all these materialistic people who are so greedy and so lusty.
远离那些就是贪婪的、色欲冲天的物质主义者们。
And in this way, you get free from the false ego.
这样就能够摆脱假自我了。
False ego keeps us in the material world. We have to get rid. We have to destroy that ego. We have to purify the ego.Have to make it pure ego. Pure ego is to understand I am the servant of Krishna.
我们必须摆脱这种虚假的自我概念。这种虚假的自我概念使我们束缚在物质世界。我们要净化自己。我们的纯净的自我是，我是 Krishna 的仆人。
So.We need to first of all accept the spiritual master and he will guide us and train us in all these things.
首先我们应当接受灵性导师，灵性导师将指导我们，训练我们。
When we approach the spiritual master, we have to put questions before him. We have to try to understand how absolute truth.
我们应当努力接近灵性导师，寻疑难，去明白绝对真理。
Don't worry about material comfort. Don't worry about eating and sleeping and dressing, making yourself look physically attractive. That's not very important.
不要为物质的舒适，不要过于担心物质上的舒适， 怎样吃睡穿着，让自己的容貌很有吸引力，这些都不重要。
We have to see pain and pleasure as just things which are perceived by the senses, and tolerate them without being disturbed.
我们要看到苦乐都是源于感官的察知，我要容忍，不要受到打扰。
One can practice, one could be brahmachari or one could be married, but in family life, one should follow religious principles.
无论是遵守生也好，结了婚也罢，都应该遵守宗教原则。
If one is too much attached to sexual pleasure, then they will become very entangled in material life.
如果对于性快乐非常依附，就会卷入物质主义生活当中。
We want to get free from the attachment to the body.
我们需要摆脱对躯体的依附。
So Rishabhdev is telling his sons to stop trying to serve the mind's demands for sense gratification.
Rishabhdev 告诫儿子，不要因为感官享乐去服务不应当服务的人。
Just do bhakti yoga. Just use your senses for the service of Krishna.
只是从事 bhakti yoga, 将感官从事于服务 Krishna.
We cannot be without desires, but we can desire for Krishna, for the service of Krishna.
一个人不能没有欲望，但他应该将欲望转换成服务 Krishna 的欲望。
We want to understand Krishna, so we have to hear the scriptures, we have to read books like Srimad Bhagavatam and get knowledge.
我们应该努力去理解明白 Krishna, 聆听经典，阅读圣典薄伽瓦坛，获取知识。
So Lord Rishabhdev tells his sons, you should be very careful. He said, you follow these instructions and you will get free from the ignorance of material life.
Rishabhdev 告诫儿子，要十分的小心，小心翼翼地遵守这些训示，摆脱物质生活的愚昧。
And he tells them also, and don't be too much attached to just getting liberation. Don't be so much attached to the process of liberation. Don't just be attached to that.
主日 Shabbatev 告诉儿子，不要依附解脱的程序。
Spiritual life is to develop attachment for Krishna. Not to the process.
灵性生活是为了依附 Krishna, 而不是依附这个依附程序。
We have to understand, we want to do devotional service for Krishna, and we want to develop love for Krishna, a relationship with Krishna.
应当明白，要为 Krishna 做服务，发展对 Krishna 的爱，发展和 Krishna 的关系。
We shouldn't bother to just only get knowledge.
不应当仅仅是为了求取知识。
But he wants to know service which is pleasing for the Lord.
我们应当为了取悦 Krishna 而从事服务。
So we have to take the instructions from the spiritual master and follow them very carefully.
应当从灵性导师那里接受训示，并且小心谨慎地来遵循这些训示。
We shouldn't worry too much about reading so many books. We should just try to hear the order of the spiritual teacher.
我们不应当过于担心有关于阅读大量的书籍，而应当十分小心谨慎地去聆听灵性导师的命令。
So we can give up doing yoga, but we can't give up doing bhakti. We have to keep devotion.
我们可以放弃修炼瑜伽，但是不能放弃 bhakti， 不能放弃奉爱。
Even if we become perfect, fully self-realized, we never give up doing bhakti.
即便已经达到完美了，完全觉悟了，也不能放弃 bhakti 奉爱。
Other things we can give up, all the karma, all the yoga, can give them up.
其他的别的都可以放弃，迪亚纳、yoga 全都可以放弃。
Okay, we'll stop here. Is there any further questions?
我们看一下下面有什么问题。
好的，您能看到吗？
还是您读吧。
啊，好的，好的。Good day， 我们暂时收到一个问题 ，Radha Priya Mandaji 的顶拜 Guru Day 的莲花族。感谢翻译的甜美服务。对于奉献者在还没有纯粹之前，是否他的活动多多少少都会有业报的成分，还是奉献者在启迪之后的活动不会产生业报呢？还是可是呢？
If a devotee is not pure, his karma or her karma will more or less have some element of his activity will more or less have some element of karma in this activity. Or after initiation, there is no.Karma in her or his activity.
Not necessarily like that. After initiation, there may be karma.
Have karma or no karma after initiation?
There can still be karma after initiation.
OK， 就是在启迪之后，仍然会可能有 karma。
Because we have to do pure devotion to get free of karma. If our devotional service is done in the mode of goodness or not ignorance, there will be karma. But if we are doing pure devotion, then it's transcendental. Then no karma.
如果从事的是纯粹的奉爱，就没有 karma。但如果是在善良属性或者愚昧属性当中从事奉爱服务，就会带来 karma。如果是纯粹的奉爱，就是超然的，没有 karma。
We want the devotees to do devotional service on the highest platform, If they're performing the devotional service on the highest platform, then there's no karma.
我们希望奉献者在最高的层面上从事服务。如果是在最高的层面上从事奉献服务，就没有 karma。
But it's not very easy to come up to the highest level of devotion.
但是，要达到最高层面的奉献服务不那么容易。
We have to be free from all desires, material desires.
必须要摆脱所有的物质欲望。
We have to just want to please Krishna.
我们必须是只想取悦 Krishna。
So to be engaged in the devotional service all the time, 24 hours a day. Otherwise, if you're doing devotional service, then there's karma.
应当一天24小时不间断地从事服务。如果就是有其他的活动的话，那就会带来karma。
明白了的 Priya。 明白吗？
好的他说明白了。感谢 Guru。
感谢 Guru。 感谢 Priya 提那么好的问题，很重要。
问题很重要。是的。好的 ，Good day。我们有一位开心妈的鸡说：“感恩 Guru， 我想摆脱物质束缚，不想再被困在物质束缚之中。”是一个评论。
This mother ji has proposed a comment that she wants to get free from material entanglement. She doesn't want to stay in material entanglement.
Very nice. Very good. So you're in the right place. You stay with the devotees and you hear and chant.Follow the principles and guaranteed at the end of life Krishna will take you back home.
非常好，你处在正确的地位上，您应当跟奉献者联谊，聆听唱诵，从事奉献服务，那您的成功就有确定无疑了。
It's very goodThat you're thinking like this, you should keep this desire now, right through your life, right up to the end of life.
您有这种想法，有这种欲望是非常好。您当保持这种欲望，直到您生命的终点。
How old are you now? What is your age?
您多大岁数？
他没有回复。
真的不好意思。
是的，他36岁。
Oh, you're 36 years old. 很好。Very good, very good. You're still a young woman. So you have another 36 years or more. You only half your life is over. So you keep this desire now throughout your life.So that at the end of life it will become very easy for you to go back to Godhead.
非常好。您现在只有36岁，您还有36年，您应该一生都保持这种愿望，一直到临终的时刻，这样您回归神手就容易了。
It's not just only desire. So it's not only the desire, You have to follow the process. And the process means you have to regularly hear and chant.
而且 不单独是欲望的问题，您还要遵守这个程序去聆听唱诵。
Just like asking questions, nice questions, or expressing today, you continue to do like this every time. When you listen to classes, you contribute, make some comment, or ask some questions.
就像这今天晚上这样子，每次您聆听的时候，聆听讲课的时候，都可以提出您的评论，并且提出问题。
This is very nice. We encourage you. Please continue like this.
这样的做法非常好，我们鼓励您继续保持 这种的评论和提问评论。
Keep your attraction for the spiritual life, not for the material life.
保持对灵性生活的兴趣，对灵性生活的吸引力，而不要为物质生活所吸引。
哎，还有问题吗？
是的 ，Good day。刚才您讲到了，我们不应该依附家庭，也不应该依附家人。我想问 Guru， 就是如果非奉献者的家人依附我们是好的吗？就是我们要让非奉献者的家人依附我们吗？
Non-devotees attached, if they're attached to us, is it good for them or is it good for us? Well, it's certainly it's good for them. Yeah, if non-devotee is attached to us, non-devotee is attached to devotees, very good.
非奉献者依附奉献者非常好。
I said, don't be too much attached to the family. Well, there has to be some attachment, but it shouldn't be too much.
在讲课里，妈妈说，不应该太过于依附家庭，但是还是会有一些依附的，但是不应该太过分。
嗯。If a non-devotee and the family are attached to a devotee, it's very good for them. They follow the devotee.
It will make them devotee?
Yes, they can maybe become a devotee. Maybe.
Okay. 非奉献者，家人依附奉献者，这对他们非常好。也许他们就能成为奉献者。
Means they'll hear about Krishna and they will get prasada, so they're very fortunate.
他们会听到有关 Krishna 的名字，会接受 prasada， 就他们非常幸运。
好的，谢谢 Guru Day。我们来看下一个问题。Jaya Krishna， 梁谢奎，他不，主 Krishna 的次要名字和主要的名字有什么区别？顶拜 Guru 的莲花组。
What's the difference between primary name of Lord Krishna and secondary name of Lord Krishna?
Okay, primary names are names of Krishna in relation to devotees. Just like Partha Sarathi. Krishna is called Partha Sarathi, the chariot driver of Arjuna.
主要
Hare Krishna， 刚才您那又断了，没听到这句话。
名字是跟奉献者有关系的名字，比如说叫 Partha Sarathi， Partha Sarathi 的字面含义就是给阿尔朱那驾驶战车的人。
Or Yashomati Nandan, one who gives pleasure to Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj.
或者是 Yashomati Nandan 呢，给亚修的妈妈 Nanda Maharaj 快乐的人。
Krishna has many names in relation to his devotees. These are the primary names.
Krishna 跟奉献者之间的关系，从而有许多的名字，这些都是主要的名字。
Secondary names are more in relation to Krishna's function and his position, like names like Ishwara, the controller, Jagannath, the lord of the universe. These are names, these are secondary names.
Ishwara and Jagannath, right?
Yeah.
就是次要的名字，主要的是描述 Krishna 的功能和他的地位，比如说 Ishwara 和 Jagannath 宇宙之主。
Some other names of Krishna. Jagadish is another name. Lord of the universe, Jagadish. Secondary name.
还有 Jagadish, 宇宙之主，这也是次要的名字。
So,You can see the difference clearly. Primary names and secondary names.
就从这些名字，我们可以看清楚的看到，他们的区别。
下一个问题。
好的 ，Good day. Hari Vansa Prabhu.刚才姑姑说，人到老年的时候就想找个伴儿，是为什么呢？是对家庭的依附吗？
Well, we said it, in old days some people still want to get married. They want to find a friend. Sometimes they're lonely, but they don't have.Service to do. They're not thinking of Krishna. They're not in the habit of thinking of Krishna.
他们到老年想找个伴儿，是因为他们感到孤独寂寞，因为他们没有服务做，他们没有并不记得 Krishna， 他们也没有养成记住 Krishna 的习惯。
But Prabhupada also mentioned.Some who are spiritually advanced people, they feel that by being married, they can help each other to advance spiritually.
Prabhupada mentioned that some people get married in their old age for spiritual advancement, right?
They can help each other.Serve Krishna.
Oh. 还有一些，还有一些人的结婚呢，是因为他们想帮助彼此来服务 Krishna.
It's not a Vedic system, but sometimes it happens.
Sorry, the first part I didn't.
It is, it It is not the system described in the Vedas. In the Vedas, one is supposed to renounce in old age.
Okay, okay. 所以到老年结婚呢，并不是伟达的体系。就到老年呢，人本来应该是气绝。
Potentially, if you're in the company of the opposite sex, then you will think of the other sex.
如果和异性在一起，就会总是心中惦念着对方。
It may be not physical contact, but there's the sentiment, the feeling, the attachment towards other member.
虽然没有什么躯体上的接触，但是还是有感情的，有那有依附，有对于另外一方的这种情感上的依附。
So at old age, then go old and children associate with other old men, other men. The women can go and associate with other ladies.
到老年呢，就是岁数大的男性应该就是老头跟老头在一起，老太太跟老太太在一起。
Yeah. The next lady, she can take at least become a man. She has a chance to become a man in the next life because she's attached to a man. So it's like she, you know, she'll be thinking, at the time of death, she'll be thinking of a man. Next life, she can become a man. But for the man, the problem is he's thinking of the woman.This life, he may be a woman.
如果一个老太太，她临终的时候想着那个老头，她可能下一世她就是有一个男性的躯体，但是问题就在于，如果跟老头他想那个老太太，她来生呢，她可能获得一个女性的躯体。
The Vedic culture encourages detachment. We're hearing Guru Shabdi is encouraging the sense in detachment.
就是伟达文化是鼓励气绝。Guru Shabdi 就告诉儿子们应当气绝。
This attachment is a attachment between men and women.
The attachment is between man and woman, right?
The strongest attachment, the biggest, the most strong attachment.
Okay, okay. 最大的依附，最强烈的依附，莫过于这男女之间的依附了，异性的依附。
What be there about that?
所以对于这与异性的联谊应该十分小心。
So,
Veda 的制度是到了老年人应该进入 Vanaprastha 阶段。
The Vanaprastha retired life, where one practices austerity, preparing for the next.
Vanaprastha 生活呢，就是退休的生活。在这个生活当中，应该从事苦行，为来世做准备。
Get the attachments which we have, material life.Becoming attached to many things, we have to minimize attachments because we have to prepare for the next life.
在物质生活当中呢，就有许多的各种各样的依附。那到了 老年应该减少衣服，为来世做准备。
But if one gets married in old age, it's like increasing their attachment.
但是如果到了老年呢，结婚就是相当于衣服增加了衣服。
It's not helping us to make it.
不能帮助我们减少对物质生活的衣服。
好的，我们看下一个问题。Good day。徐宝英，马大吉，顶拜咕噜。刚才您哦，那个哈瑞旺萨帕布说明白了。徐宝英马大吉说，刚才在讲课当中您说。过于阅读大量书籍，不应该过于大量阅读书籍。他问是如何理解这个，过于大量阅读。
Just now, you mentioned in your lecture that one should not read.
Haribo. One should not read too many books, huh?
Yes. You mentioned that one should not read too many books, but should be very cautious to follow the order of the spiritual master.
Yes. So, what's the question? When to read what?
How to understand?
Well, we should read Prabhupada's books. That's enough. You don't have to read many more books. If you read Prabhupada's books, you'll get everything you need to know.
We should only read Prabhupada's books. If you read Prabhupada's books, you'll get everything you need to know. If you read p r a b一切都包含在湿了啪啪的书籍当中，读湿了啪啪的书籍就知道一切了。
If it's very important, it will be in Prabhupada's books.
读湿了啪啪书籍是至关重要的。
Just read Prabhupada's books. That's it. You don't need to become a bookworm and read so many books of everybody.All the great acharyas, everything. Prabhupada's books, no Prabhupada's books.
We needn't to read acharya's book, right?
We don't need to read all the acharya's books.
Oh, okay. 我们不需要，我们只需要读湿了啪啪的书籍，而不需要成为一个书虫。去阅读全部阿查尔的书籍，没有必要读所有阿查尔的书籍。
We have faith in Prabhupada. The Prabhupada has given us everything we need to go back to Godhead. 阿里波，阿里波。We have faith in Prabhupada's instruction that he's given us everything in his books.
我们当对释迦帕巴德的信是有信心，释迦帕巴德的书中就给了我们一切了。
Okay.
好的，刚刚那位36岁的开心马大吉，他说他是上海的慧琴马大吉，在上海见过您两次。
好。
好的，我看下一个问题。 两线葵帕布。唱诵圣名时有一个阶段受到星系的影响，他想问这个受这个星座影响有哪些表现。顶拜古鲁的莲花族，感谢翻译。
When we chant the holy name, there is a period that we are influenced by the planetary system. What's the manifestation of the influence from planetary system?
Devotees have to be influenced by planets.Planets have material influence, but if we chant the holy name properly, planets will not influence us.
就是星系只能给奉献者带来，只能会给我们带来物质的影响。如果我们正确的唱诵圣名，就不会受到星系的影响。
Some planets are auspicious and some planets are not auspicious.
有些星系是吉祥的，而有一些星系是不吉祥的星系。
For people who are on the material platform, who are well situated in devotional service, they may be thinking about these material situations.
对于那些正确的从事奉献服务的奉献者，他们不用考虑，不用做这些物质的考虑。
But non-devotees, people who are not devotees, they worry about this.
但是非奉献者，不做服务的非奉献者们，他们会担心这些星系的影响。
So some planets they can disturb the mind, just like there's one planet which disturbs the mind, the moon planet, particularly the moon has an influence over the mind, especially like maybe full moon, then people have problems, they become very crazy, they become very uncontrolled.
有一些星系呢，他们会就造成影响，比如说月亮就影响心意，尤其是满月，在满月的时候呢，人们他们的心意有的时候会失去控制。
Rahu is a very inauspicious planet. A particular time in the day where Rahu is prominent. And it's not, during time of Rahu, it's not a good time to begin activities.
Rahu is a 不吉祥的星系。当 Rahu 星球就非常突出的时候就不好。就这种时刻呢，不适合于从事活动。
But I'm sorry, I'm not an astrologer, so I'm not really able to give you much advice on this.
我很抱歉，因为我不是一个占星家，所以对此不能给您很多的建议。
好的 Good day, 我们下一个问题咱们的培业马达基感恩咕噜，如果我们把自己对异性的衣服只想放在 Krishna 身上，这样做恰当吗？
If we put our attachment to the opposite sex to Krishna, is it all right?
Yes, very good.
很好。
Just in office.
就像那些高品。
They're all attached to Krishna. They're the best devotees.
Gopi 们，他们只依附 Krishna. Gopi 们是最优秀的奉献者。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said Gopis are the best of all the devotees.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说 Gopi 们是所有奉献者当中的佼佼者。
They give up everything. They do anything for Krishna.
他们为了 Krishna 放弃了一切，他们可以为了 Krishna 而做一切事情。
Krishna told the gopis, he said, "Cannot pay you. I cannot pay you back for everything you've done for me."
主 Krishna 对 gopi 们说。我无法偿还你们为我所做的一切，你们为我做的那些服务，我无以回报。
So, yes, you can have a nice relationship with Krishna like that. Very good.
您可以像这样跟 Krishna 之间有一个。有这样一种很好的关系，非常好。
You can train up all the other ladies here also the same thing.
您可以训练就您那地区的所有的那女士们都跟您一样。
Have a lot of gopis there.
就像 Gopi 们都一样
All mad in love with Krishna
全都疯狂地爱 Krishna 为了爱 Krishna 而发疯了
Hare Krishna Very nice
非常好
好的我们下一个问题 Hari Vansa Prabhu 继续问就是他说如果不治好物质主义者根本的问题他们就永远不服到100岁都不服所以他们死后还会再投生来满足他们的物质欲望对吗是不是有一点点物质欲望我们就会再投生所以我们出席者在物质世界就是训练好自己没有物质欲望或只把只为 Krishna 欲求才有可能不再投生对吗这样理解
if we don'tCure the problem, the basic problem of materialistics. They will never surrender, even up to 100 years old. They will not surrender. Therefore, after death, they will take birth again to satisfy all their material desires. Is that right? And is it?Only a little bit of material desires will have to take birth again. Therefore, as new devotees in material world, we should train ourselves that we will not have a material desire. We will only desire for Krishna. So that's possible.To not to take birth again. Is that right?
Yes, right. You're right. Everything you said is true. Yes, materialistic people will have to take birth again.
您说的都对。
One has a little desire, tiny desire, you'll come back again.
是的，物质主义者到100岁都不服，然后他们死后还得再投生满足欲望，有一点点物质欲望，我们都会再投生。
The last thing was, what's the last thing?
The last thing is that as neophytes, we have to train ourselves to not harbor any material desire in the material world, or we only have desires for the purpose of Krishna. In that case, 是的，是的。
Yes, just wanted desire for Krishna. We cannot be without desire, but we can have pure desires. Pure desire means to desire for Krishna, for Krishna's service. So that's good.
是的。
We have to train ourselves like that.
嗯，是的，我们应该是让我们的欲望是一个纯洁的欲望。只为了 Krishna 而有欲望，为了服务 Krishna 而有欲望，这是好的，我们应当训练自己。
嗯哼，还有问题吗？
没有了 ，Good day， 这是最后一个问题。
哦、oh, ，OK， 走，我们结束了。
是的，是的。
OK， 走、so.。Can she see my titty? Can she see my?
Oh, good day. 我们哈什曼萨帕布又问了一个问题。帕布们怎么追随呢？您是说，我不知道哈什曼萨帕布，您那个是帕布们怎么追随？是追随什么？哦、oh, Gurney 是这样，就刚才您不是回答那个 Jamna Priyamandaji 的问题的时候说可以让他们本地的奉献者都追随他去爱 Krishna 像 Gopi 一样吗？然后 Harivansa Prabhu 问 Prabhu 们怎么追随。
Well, the men they have to associate with the spiritual teachers, with the sannyasis, with the senior men, and they have to follow them. We worship the spiritual teachers, the great acharyas. We worship Prabhupada.
男士们应当跟灵性导师们在一起，应当和 sannyasi 们在一起，年长的奉献者在一起，应该追随他们，应该崇拜灵性导师 acharya， 崇拜 Prabhupada。
If you want to have the desire to become a gopi in the next life, then you can also have that desire. No problem.
If he wants to have the desire to be gopi, he has to. Sorry?
If he wants to become a gopi in the next life, it's not a problem. He can cultivate the mood of the gopis, but he doesn't have to go and associate with women to do it.
Okay.如果你想来世成为一个勾皮的话，这也不成问题，只需要培养这种心态，但是没必要跟女性联谊。
The Goswamis of Vrindavan, in their spiritual bodies, they're all gopis, manjaris.
Vrindavan 的六 Goswami, 他们都是灵性世界的 Manjari.
And similar, Ramananda Rai, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Lalita and Vishakha, they're associating with Lord Chaitanya.
同样，Ramananda Roy, Swarup Damodar Goswami, 他们在灵性世界是 Lalita Vishakha, 都是主 Chaitanya 的同游。
Spend time hearing and chanting about Krishna's pastimes.
他们把时间用于聆听唱诵 Krishna 消时光。
You don't need to go and associate with women to become a gopi. You just stay with the devotees who are cultivating the mood of the gopis.
为了成为 gopi, 您没必要去和女性联谊，只需要和那些培养 gopi 心态的奉献者联谊。
The mood of the gopis is service and separation. So you do service and feel the separation from Krishna.
Gopi 的心态是分离当中的服务心态。您需要就是去感受，在服务当中感受与 Krishna 的分离。
Okay. Hari Vamsa wants to become a gopi.
Hari Vamsa 想当 gopi.
All goes, Lord Chaitanya's devotees, they all want, they all have the mood, they all cultivate the mood of the gopi.
主 Chaitanya 的奉献者全都培养 gopi 的心态。
Devotees doing Sankirtan, preaching and book distribution, that's the mood of the gopis, service and separation.
其诵圣名派书的奉献者们，他们都是在分离当中的服务心态，都是gopi的心态。
OK。
嗯，海日巴萨帕波说没有资格。好的 ，Good day， 我们今天的问题就结束了，没有问题了。
Shishin and the fool, Shishur money the fool. 感谢你们，
谢谢 Good day 的精彩的讲课和精彩的回答，给我们甜美的联谊。
晚安。
好的，好的。Good day， 顶拜您，晚安。好。Hare Krishna, 谢谢 for money, my
Hare Krishna,
晚安，
谢谢，晚安。